If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised. Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
With your esteemed host, Jim Fisher!
It's 2019, you know, I could watch Chick fist her butt on my phone in like 2 seconds.
And Tyler Fudge!
I don't care about your beefs with people, Bruce Prichard, you're an ugly old fucking weird dude.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 203 of Suplex City Limits for March 2nd, 2019. I come from the land of the ice and snow. It's your boy, the King of Bong style Jim Fishes, and from the midnight sun where the hot springs flow, my co-host.
Springing springs from my loins to the grass, helping Canada nourish its fields. I'm Tyler Fudge.
There you go. Getting the fucking lead out with that intro right there. Suplex City Limits available for listener or fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on Patreon, become a producer like these bad motherfuckers. Be Rad Brad, Caleb Morganfield. He's not balding. Christopher Spalding. Casey, plain vanilla, Martin Kors. Put some sprinkles on the boy. Our friends at the Smack It Down podcast, check them out everywhere podcasts are found. They cover a lot of shit we don't, like Progress and WXW. And if you're into Australian accents and think that's a sexy thing, then, you know, that's definitely for you.
Yeah, you know, that's very true. You hit a nail on the head there. I never thought about it that way, Jim.
The Orgy at Max's Garage, the infamous Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, the Rice and Roni Jabroni Ty Loney, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, and, you know, I usually don't give a shout for the dollar tier, but first weekend, shout out to Zendog Multimedia. Thank you very much. So, let's get into this shit. This week on the show, we've got a ton of news. I don't know. That's kind of it. Just a lot of news and who fucking knows what else. Yeah, there you go. And a whole lot more. Probably
not.
So that's it. Let's start off as we do every week with this week's top three after a word from today's sponsor.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday comes again. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday comes again.
Suplex City Limits. Three. Three. The Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. I was like, how fucked up am I right now? Like, I know I'm on that ghost train. Still on that ghost train. Dude, I've been riding this ghost train for fucking like a month. It's like all of February just riding the ghost train.
I'm glad nobody caught my little Eric Kelly bit.
I feel you there. Oh, man. Was it some Japanese commercial then?
Yes, this was Hulk Hogan in a Japanese commercial. All it is incredible Hulk Hogan Japanese commercial. I don't know what it's for. It's just Hulk Hogan singing.
Probably for used panty vending machines.
It could be. It could be.
And that's what that chick is asking. She's like, do you like the girls' dirty panties?
Do you like them in your face?
Yeah, do you like them in face? The Suplex City Limits top three. our top three matches of the week. I can start us off with Teton versus Cavanario, CMLL. Very good match. You know, I wish they wouldn't do, say, get rid of the three falls shit, honestly.
God. How often do they do that? Is it every
they
match?
They smash at it. They, I, seems like it's all the time, yeah, pretty much. Or at least the big matches. I don't know. It's just pointless because it always goes to that. And the first two are just pointless. Like, I don't care about it, three fall matches. But anyway, once it gets to the third fall, it's very good. It's very good the whole way through. An above average Lucha Libre match that is worth checking out if you're looking for something a little different.
That, so, I was quite disappointed when you sent me your initial top three. And I seen that.
My top two.
Your top two. I was like, oh. Oh, I wish I seen that. I wish I knew that that was happening. Because I know nothing. I don't have a news feed of Lucha Libre. It just doesn't show up.
And there's a dude, while we're doing this, I should find that. This dude, like, late in the game, linked to two AAA matches in our Facebook group. You can join our Facebook group, hang out if you like. That he was suggesting for the top three, and I never got to him. I feel like I'm a fucking asshole now.
See, I go on Facebook so little that the only way that I will ever see it is if I'm tagged in it. You know what I mean? So like,
yeah. Dominic Roberts on our Facebook group. He suggested two AAA matches, and I apologize to you, good sir, that I did not get to them. But keep it coming. Please suggest top three matches to me every week. So there's that. Moving on. What do you got? You watched Walter and Pac. I couldn't find this anywhere.
I did. I watched Walter and Pac, which, it, in my opinion, should have been the main event of this OTT homecoming match. But
that wasn't the main event?
No. It was a six-man cage match between, let's see the names of these guys. The Kings of the North taking on the Lads from the Flats. And it was, I mean, I didn't watch that.
So you don't know anything? Like, was it a bunch of 5'8", 130-pound yes, British guys?
It was what? With Session Moth Martinez, or whatever the fuck her name is. That was enough for me to be like, oh, I don't need to see this at all. But the pocket, but like, this was obviously because the cage was some kind of hindrance in the middle of the show. It had to be the last match, I'm assuming, just because it probably took so long to get down or something like that.
Yeah, right. What are we going to do, tear it down? Yeah, that makes sense.
So
anyway,
but no, Pac was, Walter and Pac were great in this match. This is the first real thing I've seen from Walter. He's never really enamored me, but Pac played the heel or the babyface great. He dislocated his finger twice. I don't know. That was crazy to see, and just keep on trucking, man. Keep on like just using that finger for everything. So
Pac played the babyface at this?
Yeah, to Walter. Walter was he's basically the heel in OTT. He came out, he was like just being a shithead. So yeah, Pac basically was the babyface. It was weird with the rest of the Pac you see around the indies, but the match was great.
Yeah, I was talking with Viva JD today from SmackDown Pod, and I was like, I've never watched a Walter match. I don't watch a lot of British wrestling, you know.
No, I don't either.
So this was your first full match of his. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, tell me something about this guy. Aside from what I know is that he's a big guy who chops people. That's all I know.
I didn't recall. Like, there was some chops in this match, but nothing extraordinary. If this is all his chops are, then I don't see the fuss. But I don't think I seen much in the way of his chops in this match.
Well, yeah, Pac is at a fucking level where he's like, bullshit, bitch.
Yeah, fuck your chops.
Yeah, fuck your chops, man.
I go back to Japan and defend this fucking title. You're going to leave me to fuck alone.
I say once you get to a certain level in the business, just say fuck taking chops, dude.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I don't take chops anymore, thanks. Especially fucking ridiculous, like, shoot ones for no reason.
No, I'm not a fan of that. And if there was a lot of that.
Did he impress you? Is he, you know, is he worthy of the being crowned the king of NXT UK, which I expect he's going to be very soon here?
You know what? In when you look at NXT UK, and you got a lot of guys that look the same. They're the same build. They're the same height. They all wear like flashy pants or whatever, right? But
these Brits with their fucking these limeys with their flashy fucking pants and shit.
Their fucking frills. But then you got Walter, who is just no nonsense, no knee pads, which again is weird. Just a big guy, and at least. His size is cool. He's a good worker. I don't really want to like say he's not the hype. Oh, after seeing one match, but I don't know.
Is he actually tall, or is he tall compared to all of the fucking tiny British wrestlers?
I think if you put him like with, I don't know, maybe, oh fuck, maybe Roman Reigns.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like or Seth Rollins, one of those guys, 6'2", probably. I don't know how tall Walter is.
You're probably way off base, dude. Yeah, he looks like he's fucking taller than that. Now we gotta find out. Now we look unprofessional. No, I'm just fucking.
Well, I am finding out.
He's 6'4". Okay, I thought he was taller than that even.
Okay. Let me see. Now I gotta find Seth Rollins' height.
I think Seth Rollins is 6'2". Anyway.
6'1". You'll find
him. There you go.
You're short as fuck.
So you don't sound completely sold on this guy.
I mean, no, not really. But I like how if you type in Seth Rollins into Google, you get, is Seth Rollins married and is Seth Rollins Mexican?
It's nothing about his, like, Seth Rollins very average penis.
No. No. Is Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns related?
Fucking what?
Yeah.
Dude, Peter, they're brothers. They say it every week on Raw. You hear Michael Cole say it, dude. They're brothers, man. Yeah, it's like different dads. It's like a Dudley situation, dude.
That is literally the three things that people also ask.
Oh, well, that's great. That's some silly shit. And then the other match in our top three, Keith Lee, Donovan Dijakovic, Snitch. Whatever the fuck his last name is now. I just think it's so stupid. Dijakovic.
I hate that name. I do.
Dude, you're just asking for this guy. If he makes it to the main roster while the old man is alive, this guy's just going to be Dawn by the time this shit's over. Fuck out of here. It's just going to be Dawn. Donovan's too long for fucking Vince even. He's like, no. Just
be Dawn.
Yeah.
And that match though was great, though.
It was good. I was really, like, soured by the ripoff of the Ibushi Osprey thing. It's like, dude, how many times? Where was the last one? NXT 2? NXT also?
I don't know. Was it?
They just ripped it off. Like, right after it happened, I think NXT ripped it off with somebody. I don't know. Fucking Gargano. It was Gargano and Ciampa, maybe? I don't know who. And I was like, okay, all right. But now it's at the point where it's like, fucking seriously, stop doing this. Stop it. It's not as good as the original.
No, it's pretty blatant, you know, especially that soon. But I mean,
what is the move blatant here? Like a monkey foot, right? Is that what that is?
What Keith Lee did?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he basically landed on his feet from a monkey flip.
What's so crazy about, like, oh my god, he landed on his feet from that?
Well, because he's a big guy, but I mean, it's not like that's crazy. Like, I know if somebody monkey flipped me like that, I wouldn't do it.
Willie Mack is really big, and he does fucking crazy moonsaults and shit off to the outside.
Yes, but Willie Mack is no Keith Lee size.
Well, I guess you're right, but still. Anyway, I thought this was a good match. Shit all over it.
Shit all over it.
Top three, fuck.
Slow week, boys.
Slow fucking week, man.
No, the match was... Yeah, it was a good match. The, you know, it was a fuck finish, you know, just a double count out. But
yeah. But yeah, so it was, I mean, to be honest, it was a slow week.
It was. I will say this, though. Of course there was good shit everywhere, but I will say this, these two guys working together, you really get like a sense of just everything seems bigger. Like the choke slam from Dijakovic onto Keith Lee, just because Keith Lee is such a big guy and Dijakovic is as well. The lift that he gets, it just looks tremendous. And that like stomach power, like slam that Keith Lee did, Dijakovic looked like he was about 15 feet in the air. It was crazy. It was nice. And to see a guy like Dijakovic do like moonsaults to the outside was pretty cool too.
Yeah. That guy is like, I'm surprised that he's not already, you know, on the main roster. Like, has Vince seen this guy?
I don't know. He probably hasn't.
He hasn't.
Vince fucking creams his pants over, though. Except for, like, super size. But, like, a good-looking dude. I think Vince would have a crush on this guy. Probably try to fuck him.
Yeah. He just reminds me of what I would call, like, WCW 2000 guys.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. Sean O'Hare.
We were watching the pay-per-view from there, Halloween Havoc 2000 for pay-per-view take two, and it's like all those guys are all in there, and they're all in a fucking faction together. Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
New blood.
It's O'Hare, and it's the fucking
the Natural Born Thrillers.
Thrillers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you got O'Hare, Palumbo, Mike Saunders, Stasiak.
Yeah, dude. Oh, so WCW 2000 looking motherfuckers. Chuck Palumbo is like the ultimate. Like, he is what's in the dictionary behind WCW 2000 for me.
Yeah. Everybody looked like, oh man, it's crazy. I was a fan though of Sean O'Hare back then as a kid because I was like fucking like 13.
Didn't he also have like a. Was that him who had that kind of cool gimmick when he came into WWE? That kind of
yeah, he had three cool vignettes, and when they tried to do it live, he was fucking horrible, so they just dropped it.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I like those promos. I thought the vignettes I thought were kind of cool.
They were great. And if you want to dive into those, you can listen to the back catalog in Federation when we reviewed the SmackDown 6, motherfucker.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. Turned it into a fucking commercial video. Well done.
Goddamn right.
But that's our top three this week.
It is. What's your top three? Let us know your top three on Facebook or Twitter.
Let us know your top three on the things that Jim runs. Now tell me, man. I'm for sure. I take suggestions, man. I'm always open to that. Just... if you're going to suggest it, just make sure it's something I can actually do. You know, people are like, oh, dude, you got to check out this shit from XYZ Wrestling, dude. Like, what the fuck, man?
Dude, there was this match in South America that I went to. It was amazing.
Yeah. Like, I need to be able to find it easily. Yeah. And most importantly, for free.
Yeah.
Free. So there's that. Let's move on to the news of the week. But before that, yet another commercial. We've gone corporate, dude. All the commercials.
It's WCW Tough Talking Wrestling. So smart, they know who they're talking to.
Bring it on. Cash Goldberg, I dare you.
They're really talking to each other.
Goldberg, you're no match for the Stinger's Flash.
They actually know each other's name.
Yo, Jacko, don't turn your back on me, Nash.
No, he really knows it's Nash.
Tough Talking Wrestlers even know who they're fighting.
My right arm will tear you in half. Nash, let the suit dry.
They even know who they're pinning.
No one can beat the Stinger.
DDP. You, 12-inch WCW Tough Talking Wrestlers come in two packs. Batteries not included.
This week in the news, Roman Reigns returns and AIDS. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. That show used to be good, man, but now they're so fucking high all the time. It's just, it's not even good anymore.
I was just trying to keep the show going a little bit longer, you know, since it's been a little bit of a short show. I was trying to get those extra seconds in, you know?
Yeah. All they do now is just get blasted out of their heads and on weed and just laugh at each other. It's not even funny anymore.
So news.
It's everyone's favorite. Tons of stories this week, man.
Like, it was.
This will be the bulk of the show. What you got? I mean, Roman Reigns came back.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's it.
No, man. I think this way, man. For Joe and his family and everything, like that's awesome, dude. I'm so happy that he's okay and everything like that. But dude, in the wrestling world, which is what we live in, the kayfabe of pro wrestling, Roman Reigns still fucking sucks, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's just it. That's my feelings on it. I'm happy for Joe, as I would be any other person. Joe's a nice guy, man. I have no issue with that, dude. But Roman Reigns is shitty, you know. So
that's it. No, I'll agree. There's nothing There's nothing that I really find intriguing about Roman Reigns still.
And it happened, and we knew it was going to happen, and it's gross. Like, as somebody who doesn't like that character, I'm already done with this shit pretty much, so I haven't really been watching it. You haven't watched it at all this year.
I mean, I watched some of Raw last week and some of Raw this week.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I'm loosening up my grip, but it'll never loosen up more than that.
It's just going to be like right back to it, you know, and like now it's working and it's just, I don't know. It's not for me, man. You know?
No, I agree.
You have anything else? That's like the biggest story. It's been all this time. It's like,
I'm Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he cut a good promo. Yeah. You know, the crowd was behind him. They reacted well. The ratings did get a boost. Although the ratings did not stand over and leap over to SmackDown, but they got a little bit of a boost.
Dude, okay, so I watched it later on DVR. Anyway, right as it ended, they sent out an email blast.
Yeah,
for a $30 shirt, the shirt he's wearing, $27.99 plus shipping.
Yeah,
for this shirt.
As soon as that was over.
Yeah, cool, dude. And I'm like, oh, how much of this shirt? It's certainly this $27 shirt plus shipping, $5 or something, is going to leukemia research or something. Fuck no, dude.
Do you want to know how much a WWE shirt is here in Canada?
Sure.
$39.99.
Yeah, well, that's because your money's play money.
That pro wrestling tees t-shirt is only $20.
Really? Same price, huh?
What? Like 22 or something like that. Yeah,
a little more.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, so like that's it's just a huge difference. Is why would I ever buy a WWE? Like, I will never spend $40 on a t-shirt ever, ever.
Well, just wait, it'll be. I saw it today on the because they advertised to me all over the fucking place, but it's like they have like, oh, you can get t-shirts for cheap. It's like a Ziggler McIntyre combo shirt. Really? It's like $5, you know?
Fuck
no,
that.
Thank you. Mojo Rawley shirts. They're fucking everything must go. Remember that? I thought about that this week. I was like, remember that?
Well, his mini push for a week.
Is that a mini push? Is that what that is? He didn't even do anything.
Sure, look at Lars Sullivan, man.
I like to think that Mojo is just somewhere off right now, yelling in a mirror still.
No, man, he's just laying in bed with Kronk.
How hopeless must probably, a guy like that feel?
He's so hopeless. He was probably with Kronk and the GM of the Patriots in that little rub and tug.
Maybe. Because you got to feel so fucking hopeless, dude. And they bring in these new guys. And then they bring in more new guys.
Yeah.
And those new guys are like fucking Ricochet and shit. Like, what? How am I going to fucking do anything on this show? I'm Mojo Rockley. I'm like mediocre at best.
I'll never be seen again.
God damn. It's just brutal. So, yeah, there's that. I don't know. They could have donated some fucking money on that shirt. $5, dude. It's $30 for fuck's sake.
Yeah. That's a farce.
And it's just gross, dude. That's the thing. And dude, immediately after that, the very next segment is like that Corbin thing. Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard about it. Jim, I'm not going out of my way to watch a Baron Corbin segment. You're fucking
ridiculous,
retarded.
Dude. It's ridiculous. Like, oh, you said these bad things about Roman Reigns and, you know, he's like, are you saying that that's as bad as leukemia? Like, dude, fuck. Just what could have been a nice moment, you know?
Yeah.
It's perverted, man. It's just everything they do is so heavy-handed, perverted. I fucking hate it. I hate their company.
Well, and then later on in the show as well, they're talking about all the great things that came. Like, you know, like you can't hold a candle to Ronda Rousey dropping her title in the middle of the ring. And Roman Reigns returned. Like, oh boy.
Yeah, let's keep it going. This isn't a big story, but while we're shitting on WWE, maybe we can kind of like get a bunch out. First off, they hired Bruce Pritchard back, which is just confusing.
Yeah, let's bring us back to the new generation, boys.
Dude, the man that brought you Mantar,
Bastion Booger.
Yeah, he's back, dude. He's back. His podcast is basically just him like, oh yeah, Vince wanted to do this dumbass thing, and I just said, yeah, fucking, we went and did it. That's it at the end.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people like that show, but it's just like,
it got old with me after.
I liked it at first for like the first few episodes, and then it just got it got ridiculous, you know? Like
every story was the same. It became too much of a gimmick. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't listen to podcasts for gimmicks. I listen to podcasts to learn. And when a guy like Bruce Pritchard stops teaching me what happened or what he says happened, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about your beefs with people. Bruce Pritchard, you're an ugly old fucking weird dude. Like, I don't give a fuck what you think.
Mark that one down for the possible intro right there. I think that might be it. That might
be it. It could be. Yeah, you're probably right.
It's just, he never did anything but be a yes man, so I don't know. I mean, I guess someone was saying that he wrote this Batista thing at the end, which a lot of people were like, it just shows how shitty it's been that people were creaming their jeans about this. Like, oh man, this is so fucking good. It's like, I mean, it's a passable angle, dude. You know?
It's a logical starting point. By no means do I judge an angle on the first, you know, the first opening acts, but in this, it's at least a positive start to a match that we're probably gonna be let down with in the end.
Oh, dude, yeah, 2 50-year-old guys, man.
Yeah,
and I told you, if you go back, I don't know where it is. A statistician can find out. Get on it. No.
yeah, we do have an SCL statistician now. By the way, our pleas worked.
Yeah, evidently, we're going to find out the breakdown of who the top three of the top three
Who is the top three king?
Yeah. I've heard some early leaders through the early episodes, and it's weird. I don't know how I feel about it. I heard at least in the early episodes that Ospreay was very close to the top, and I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. As much as I dislike some of the things he does, He did have a lot of good matches.
Yeah. I'm completely derailed of where we were. So, well, the Batista thing, to Triple H as a face, I don't get. He changes like every show like multiple times. But if you're going to do this shit, then do it, man. Like, be a face for a while at least. I mean, there's so many things that are just confusing on this show. This build to this Mania is just, it's ridiculous. Well,
it's horrible.
That's horrible.
They really haven't, you know,
what's
they
the
haven't
blow away match on this show?
They haven't announced one yet.
Well, no, but I'm saying like of what's, you know, what's looming. What's the big, like, anything you're stoked on or anything you're even interested in?
Like, I'm interested in some of it. I'm interested in the women's angle with Becky and Charlotte and Ronda.
Did you see the shit Becky and Ronda were doing the last couple days on Twitter?
Did you see Tyler Breeze?
Yeah, that was awesome, too.
We can say whatever we want on Twitter now.
Yeah. He tried to start something up with Harper, and Harper, you know, mentions, like, you should probably try to do this with somebody who's on TV.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's what he said. That was Harper's response. Dude, that shit is going pretty interesting. I'm surprised that they're allowed to do this.
Me too, but I have also heard that Ronda did get a little flack for the whole fake deals, you know what I mean? Like, they were a little upset with her over that.
Over calling her fucking finish fake? Yeah, you think?
Yeah. I mean, as one would the quote is WWE not thrilled with the language used in Ronda Rousey Becky Lynch Twitter feud.
Yeah, well,
so
you're gonna be called a girl who's gonna win this fucking thing's finish fake when, I mean, that's probably where the show's gonna end. It's gonna Lynch, if they don't do Lynch taps out Rousey, they're crazy.
Yeah, I agree, but like even Lynch's rebuttal was like, when she was like, it looks like you're touching your member or something, and she photoshops fucking what's her face?
Oh, she says the dick you wish you have.
Yes, the dick you wish you had. And then she photoshops her husband's face on it. It was fantastic. Fan-fucking-tastic, dude. Like, that's a chick that I'd like to go for a beer with, like, a chick that would do something like that. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, it's like watching, you know, a professional boxer box a child. These two. You know what I'm saying? Honestly.
Yes. It's like me getting in the ring with fucking Mike Tyson at this age. Just,
Becky Lynch is just dancing around her verbally and just, you know, laying shots on her because she's running around. She's fucking, she's dumb. She is. She's dumb. I'm going to beat her on the bush. She has a lack of education and she's fucking stupid. That's it. I hate to be mean, but she is really dumb when you see her talk. She has like the, you know, the linguistic skills of a child.
There you go.
Go yeah, for I mean,
she's not very good with her promos. It is terrible.
The one on Raw this week was fucking terrible.
It's bad delivery is what it is. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear the argument of, oh, yeah, but it's after a match. She can be, you know, like discombobulated, whatever. This is not the job, though. You're a professional wrestler. Your job is to sell the next, you know, step in this feud to everybody watching. And if you can't sell that to everybody watching, then you're not doing it right.
I love Tuna Meltzer. I love you, Dave. But him be like, oh, that adds to it in a weird way. Shit, come on, dude. That guy is like, he just gives everything. Like, he does not, she can do no wrong in that dude's eyes. It's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Yeah.
It's, I don't get it either. I'm not, like, I was always, you know, let's see how Ronda Rousey goes. She hasn't been wrestling for very long. But I mean, it's just more of the same. That's all we're getting. We're not getting a better Ronda Rousey. It's like she's, I don't know, like plateaued for now. And it's not like it's blow away either. And it's not like they're going in different directions. It's the same thing we're seeing over and over again.
Mm, there it is. We were originally talking about Bruce Pritchard there.
Yeah, fuck Bruce Pritchard. He's an ugly old man.
Yeah, it sucks. I thought it was a pretty like big fucking deal. Like, are you trying to, people are like, oh, he's going, trying to go back to the glory. Like, well, that's not even the glory days. That's like the early 90s awfulness, man.
Yeah. Remember when last week we were talking about being the nice guys?
Well, we are still, you know, we are still like just nice to people. I'm not a dick to anyone on Twitter. You know, like I'm just trying to like in general be a good to other people. But like we can talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to like start off with all the bad shit, but they gotta keep you going. Dana Warrior has joined the writing team.
That's why. You know what I mean? Why?
I thought it was a kayfabe. What is that fucking
kayfabe news? Kayfabe news. Yeah. I thought it was too at first.
I didn't see a single fucking positive comment, dude. At all. Not a single.
Why would you? Why would you? You know, it's. I understand that you need a female perspective on the creative team. But how about you get a female perspective of somebody that's been around at least that position or that, you know, have any reason to know about it? First off, the Ultimate Warrior, you can't even say that she absorbed any of his fucking creative juices because all that did, motherfucker did was do steroids and snort.
Yeah, well, I mean, so he nutted in her, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure he nutted in her. I don't know, man. Yeah. He was weird enough that he probably came up with some way to fucking like send it through tubes and go straight in for maximum affection.
When he's about to come, he'd pull out, come into his own hand, and fucking slurp it up. Maybe that's what he does. What, dude, was Linda Hogan not available? Or what? You shitting me. It just makes no sense at all. She doesn't know anything. Like, women on the team, great. Did you see what Ryan Satin said? I try to not be a part of, like, because people just start feuds with him and fight with him all the time. And, you know, I tried to just, like, let him do whatever. But, man, some of the shit he says. It's like, oh, wrestling Twitter, we need more women on the creative team. And then, like, you know, that we're mad about, well, people are mad about her getting the job. Like, dude, that's not the same fucking thing. When people were saying, like, add some women to the team for the women's shit, they weren't talking about widows of fucking shitty wrestlers from the 80s. What are you talking about?
No, like, do we need
it's to crazy.
Go, let's go get fucking Stu Hart's daughter, Ellie, or whatever the fuck it is. Like, Mary Jim Neidhart. Get her on the creative team.
Like, can we interview Mickey James? Can we see, like, does she have anything fucking decent to say? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, can we look around? Can we not, like, we got, like, whatever, Sarah Amato or whatever. Is that her name?
Sarah Amato. is
a motto.
Sarah got her down there or whatever the fuck. Yeah,
I mean, you've got even like somebody ridiculous like Medusa. I would think was a better decision than Dana fucking Warrior.
I wouldn't really do that.
I wouldn't do that either. I'm saying that's preposterous, but it's still less preposterous than this.
Fucking Molly Holly.
It would make sense. Like literally, any woman would make more sense than Dana Warrior, yeah. Pretty much.
No,
it's just bizarre. Like I don't know, they're fucking lost, man. Seriously, this company is very lost.
Now they did say this is just a temporary thing, unless she does good.
She must know where some fucking bodies are buried, man.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure Warrior gave her all of his secrets.
That's why they just like suck her dick off every fucking year.
Probably.
You know, he'll come up and with your Skeletor looking ass and give a speech about somebody, give him an award.
Yeah, give him a pink cancer belt.
Every fucking October, they like fucking roll that bitch out and
they fucking peel her off the parchment paper, send her out in the ring.
I just don't get it. Very confusing. Very dumb. What else we have, man?
Tommaso Ciampa is apparently has a reported neck injury.
Oh, from that spot on Raw?
Was it a spot on Raw? Because the only one I know of is that Sunset Power Bomb, where he Sheamus
Flower Bomb
with Sheamus. That's the only one I know of. What happened with his neck?
I don't know. I don't recall the exact spot, but I thought there was a spot in that match that looked a little fucky. I don't know if it happened there or a house show or what.
He was written into a match for Raw this week, but it was not cleared. And they wanted to, I don't know. They seem what I heard that he's going to be working through WrestleMania through the injury and then get it taken care of after. Mm-hmm. That's a shame though for Ciampa, who just came back from that knee injury.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know what the fuck they're doing with all these guys on the show. They brought all these people in like, okay, so what if we debut a bunch of new stars and we'll just put them on tag teams? I don't know. Just have them beat every fucking tag team on our shows. I don't understand what's happening, man. They beat the Revival like every week. I don't know.
Well,
put the belts on them and then beat them every week. All they've done is lost since then. I don't get it.
Have you heard about Johnny Jeter's return to the WWE?
The who now?
Johnny Jeter.
Who's that? I don't even know who that is.
He was in Spirit Squad. He's coming back to the WWE.
As what?
I don't know. Johnny Jeter, maybe? I don't fucking know.
Signing that fucking big indie talent.
But he was... Jim Cornette always spoke highly of Johnny Jeter, I believe, in OVW.
You don't know what he's coming back to do?
Oh, no. No, I have no idea. But I just figured we're talking about fucking people getting hired. It's like, hey, Johnny Jeter.
All right. There were some new signings or re-signings and shit at Impact. Rosemary has signed a new deal.
Did Bram sign a new deal?
I don't know.
You don't get that joke, do you?
No.
Remember when Impact used to always release those, when they're really fucking falling hard a couple years ago? They used to always release, like, so-and-so signed a new contract. Well, like, they used to do it with Bram, like, every 2 months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. Fuck. No, he's on NXT, right?
Bram?
Oh, no, not. Where is he at?
UK or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's not in NXT. I get confused on some of those fucking
guys.
He was
in NXT. He was the original Ascension member.
Yeah. But he likes to
beat
the fucking
shit over a woman or something.
Yeah, he likes to beat fucking women and shit. That's cool. It's not cool. It's a joke. This is a comedy show. Sami Callihan also re-signed with Impact. Fala Ba re-signed. I don't know. That's weird. Let me see here. My shit's so disorganized here. I'm looking for the name of this. Madison Rayne has left Ring of Honor and is like the next day, though, like is returning to Impact.
Oh my Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude.
Madison Rayne has jumped around so much in the last year. For a garbage talent, she has worked everywhere.
And that's just in the locker room.
Josh Matthews, you getting herpes.
Get it? It's a horror joke. I don't know if she's or not. SCL favorite Tammy Sitch arrested again this week.
Six times.
Sixth DWI arrest.
Jim, what have you done with your life like six times?
What's that now? What have I done six times?
Yeah, what have you done in your life six times to Tammy Stitch's 60 DWIs?
Well, I don't know, man. I got nothing. I literally don't. 46-year-old is driving the wrong way on a one-way street.
Oh, she pulled the Naomi.
She also blew through a stop sign. For whatever happened with that?
I don't know. She must have blew him or something.
Yeah, could be. But yeah, her sixth DWI. She was like, dude, she's been arrested for drunk driving six times starting back in 2012.
You still
and just last year served. And just last year served 8 months in jail after three DUI arrests in 2018. Three in 2018, dude.
How do you still have a vehicle?
She's such a fuck up, man. I was like friends with her on Facebook from like years ago, and I could not deal with just how ignorant and dumb of a person she was. I used to just spy on her, and then I'd come on here and talk about like all the shitty stuff she did. But
I remember that.
But I couldn't take it anymore. She's just she's a wreck of a human being.
Yeah, no, she's
Hall of Famer.
WWE Hall of Famer. Fuck. I'm sure they've redacted her, right? They had to have.
They have not.
That's weird.
No. Jeff Jarrett, speaking of Hall of Famers, speaking of Hall of Famers, Jeff Jarrett seeks nearly $5 million against Impact for destroying GFW master tapes, and he wants his name back.
He wants his name back?
Well, the GFW name, because I think their network is still called the Global Wrestling, whatever.
Yeah, Global Wrestling Network.
Yeah. They deleted fucking some of his tapes, I guess.
Yeah, apparently they deleted it in the lawsuit. That's a great little fucking fuck you. What a middle finger.
Sometimes you gotta clear out the DVR, dude.
Yeah, man. Sometimes she gets to 98% and you just know your fucking favorite episode of fucking Appalachian Mountains is gonna be fucking missed. So you gotcha.
Check this out. You're going to love this, man. You're going to love this. Jared argues that the destruction of these tapes constitutes a $4.8 million loss.
Oh.
Insofar as his 16 hours of video valued at $300,000 per hour-long episode.
$300,000 an episode?
Yeah, per hour episode.
When did Jeff Jarrett ever make $300,000 off an episode of Impact? When?
Oh, he's talking about, no, it's that GFW.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, when has he ever done it with Impact? How is he ever going to do that with GFW?
It's like, yeah, dude, this, how many years old is that fucking
Like two, three?
Yeah. And it's all people who are just like, it's like Bobby Roode and fucking, I don't know who else. Luke Gallows.
Yeah, like you really, you can't, you know, you're not going to make money off of that.
No. GFW amped.
In a fucking half-lit, half-filled fucking baseball stadium.
Nah, these were filmed in, like, Vegas in some fucking room, I don't know.
Some garage.
Pretty fucking funny, though. That's going on. Classy situation there. Josh Alexander has signed a three-year deal with Impact Wrestling. I almost forgot about that one.
Yeah, it's
this guy.
He's somebody that should have been. Yeah, he should have been hired a long time ago by somebody. Jesus Christ, look at him. Just on looks alone.
I happened across, he was on the top three once because on Impact, they had a match from, I don't know, some Canadian indie. And it was him and Callahan in a steel cage match. And this guy bled like a motherfucker and just worked hard and kicked ass. And I was like, this guy has it. I remember coming on here and saying that. So this guy could be something. I'm surprised it took this long.
Yeah. No, he's a good looking guy. He's got a good look going on. I've never seen a match of his, but
Yeah, he wrestled in the one night only shows in Canada. So
yeah, I didn't catch those.
Yeah, very good shit. Check that dude out. I think he's gonna be a big star for them. He could be a big star for them. We talk about how they're just in trouble and they're not making any money, yet they're still spending money. Where are they getting this money?
Yeah, I don't know what. I mean, I guess Anthem and the
Fight
Network.
But I'm like, why? I don't.
No, I don't know. I really don't know. But it's especially like how much money are you getting through like your 10,000 or 12,000 people on Pursuit?
I don't know. If you remember, you know, like we talked about how it needed to be streaming and then they put it on Twitch and Twitch sucks. I don't like watching it on there. It doesn't look good on there.
No, just YouTube. Jesus.
And dude, on Twitch, you only can watch it. It takes like, what is it, weeks, 10 days or something for it to show up on there?
Oh, does
for
it?
For you really? To watch on demand? Yeah. Yeah. So what the fuck, unless you're on a Friday night or what the hell? Yeah, Friday night at like 10 o'clock, live sitting there watching it, you can't watch it legally. So what do? You just go watch it illegally.
Yeah.
How do you win at all?
I'm usually doing this, recording this. How am I supposed to watch Impact recording this?
Yeah. Well, just in general, I mean, it's like if you don't provide an easy way for people to watch it legally, then they'll get it illegally. And now you don't get to air any commercials or anything. So what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. You know?
I'd rather eat my own shit than really watch Impact anyways. But I mean,
wow. Well, now I haven't really heard like that much going on there. They did announce a match that I thought was pretty cool coming up here. Yamato from Dragon Gate will be challenging Rich Swann for the X Division title at United We Stand April 4th.
That must be in New York during WrestleMania weekend.
It is April 4th in New Jersey.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, might check some of that out since it's WrestleMania weekend, but.
Yeah. They have an Ultimate X match or what?
Do they? I don't know. I don't know the card.
Yeah. There will be an Ultimate X match at United We Stand with a future X Division title shot on the line. Jake Crist representing Impact. Cotto Brazil representing MLW. Jack Evans. Nice, dude. Representing AAA. AR Fox as his Lucha Underground character, Dante Fox. And Pat Buck. What? I used to be friends with Ryback, Pat Buck.
Who the fuck is Pat Buck?
From WrestlePro, he's a wrestler. He used to co-host Ryback's fucking podcast until they had some falling out over I don't know, steroid needles or something.
I thought it was like Young Buck's father. I was like, he's a wrestler now?
Dude, that no. So that should be pretty interesting. Dude, you hear that RVD and Sabu came back recently on Impact and they have a match on this show too?
That's something else, isn't it? They're having a match against who? Like some what the fuck?
Pentagon and Phoenix versus RVD and Sabu.
What a shit show that's gonna be.
Yeah, that's a Team Impact thing. It's going to be Johnny Impact, Brian Cage, Moose, and Eddie Edwards versus Team Lucha Underground, Aerostar, Drago, Daga, and King Cuerno. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Tessa Blanchard versus Eli Drake. Jimmy Havoc, Sammy Callahan, Monsters Ball match. Yeah, that's not actually bad, man.
No, it could be a good show.
They have LAX taking on Low-Key and Ricky Martinez. So, dude, that should be a pretty good show, actually.
So, basically, this is an MLW Impact. Basically, it's called United We Stand because it's all the companies coming together doing a show.
Yeah, it's on Fight TV.
Oh, really? So, nice.
Hoping to watch it that weekend, but, dude, there's a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, there is.
We'll see what we can get through. I know I'm going to watch... I want to watch the Janela show for sure. So, and that Bloodsport show would be cool.
Yeah. I'd like to see the ROH show, ROH New Japan show. There's the takeover in WrestleMania. And then I would like to see the Joey Janela show, bits and pieces of it anyways. This Impact show seems like it's going to be good. I believe there's an MLW show as well, isn't there?
Yeah. Also, isn't there an NXT UK takeover? Or is that not a thing?
I don't think so.
Or is it on TakeOver where that's at? Where is this Walter and Pete Dunne match
that's
happening?
That's on TakeOver.
Just the regular TakeOver?
Yeah, TakeOver, I don't know, wherever they're doing it. Brooklyn? I don't know.
I fucking know. Yeah, it's in Brooklyn. It's in Brooklyn. Well, there you go. What else? We've got some NXT UK sightings. This Dragunov guy. Oh, everyone's hard in the pants over this guy.
I know he's a WXW wrestler.
Yeah.
I know Viva La JD just creams over him constantly.
Does he? I know a lot of people who do.
Yeah, no, a lot of people do. I can't tell you I've seen a match of his, honestly.
I have not either. I guess he's very popular. Kaylee Ray, Jazzy Gabbert, Oliver Sauter, Jay Melrose. I don't know.
Yeah. Apparently, Viper's going to be making her NXT UK debut soon, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, I like her. Jay Melrose has appeared on the NXT UK brand as Primate. I remember seeing that dude around.
Do you?
Yeah, I saw Primate on... I mean, what culture? Pro wrestling, dude. But that was a thing for a minute.
Fucking Adam Blampied.
Yeah. Where is that guy? What is he doing now? He's
fucking probably jerking off in the socks, writing sad poetry.
Writing fucking WWE fan fiction.
Shaving his head like G.I. Jane.
Not like powder, man.
Powder? Yeah, fucking powder.
Yeah.
Just fucking with all that electricity.
Yeah. I don't like that dude, but we stood behind him, man. I defended that guy.
Yep. Yep. So let the ladies take you down, my friend. You ask to see titties. If they show you titties, they show you titties. If not, they can always say no.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. Asking a legal age woman to see her tits is not something that means you have to go away forever.
No, you don't need to. You don't need to fix yourself because you want to see tits.
Not only did he fuck himself, he fucked all those other guys too, who all were on What Culture, and then they started the new thing. What's it called? Cultaholic, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. I don't know. That proves the point right there. But they were about to launch that thing, and then he went down, and he was like kind of the biggest fucking, you know, personality of the whole thing, and it kind of shit it away. I mean, it's still around. They still do it, but I don't think it's as successful as they thought it would be, you know, which good for them, I guess. When they were on What Culture, they're all like, hey, wait a minute. It's all of us doing all this shit. Like, why don't we just do our own thing? Which I get, but then maybe you'll end up like AEW. Who have you been watching? You probably haven't. They're like lead ups to Double or Nothing.
I feel like once Double or Nothing is about to happen, I'll probably watch them all. But I like I said last week, I don't like sitting down and watching a 5-minute YouTube video.
Hey, question, dude. They come out and are trying to be this like big alternative. They're like, oh, well, we're not going to fuck with this corporate shit. And then they've just created their own. Like, they are WWE. They will be. They want to be WWE. Maybe not storyline-wise and shit like that, but the corporate back end of it is, it's already happening, man. It's very weird, but...
Now, mind you, like, there's nothing wrong with a company trying to be a company. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but you didn't have to... I mean, I don't know. It just seems like it's going to end up being this very modeled after the WWE corporate fucking shilling sort of shit that they're doing, you know?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I don't see it that way. I see it in like it. You got a guy who is obviously out to make money in Tony Khan. Like, he wants to make as much money as he possibly can and make a good wrestling product. So I can see him just doing what he can to make money, because he's going to be spending a lot of money. And any way you can make money in these couple of years is a good. It's a good thing. So, that's my take on it. Anyways,
I'm just curious to see if it's going to end up just being as PG and as like shilly as them, as WWE, with the fucking the fake charity and all that bullshit. I just see that happening already, and I think, I don't know, I just feel like that's where it's gonna go. I'm 50-50. It's like, I'm kind of stoked on it because I like a lot of the talent and like it could be awesome, but the other part of me just sees a lot of stuff and it's like, oh, it's gonna be the same kind of shit, like the stuff I really hate about WWE. I don't know, man. I'm a fucking angry old high man. You know, well, sometimes I'll say things I don't even know if I agree with myself.
But I can understand where you're coming from, though, with You can't
like,
just.
I just don't want it to be where like they have pink ropes and they're handing like women who've survived cancer like belts in the ring and shit. Like, I just want to have a fucking something that's fun. Like, can we just have fun? You know.
No, I completely understand. I hope that it's not that kind of deal either. And we don't know what it's going to be because it's a company that we're not really even going to see in its full form for probably another 10 months. Probably, I don't know. Who the fuck knows.
I don't know. See, that's the thing, right? You don't know these people and you want to think that they're genuine, but man, it's like, so I'm so jaded. I think WWE is jaded.
That's exactly what it is.
They don't give a fuck. No. We all agree on that, right? Like they don't actually care about any of the stuff they're doing. I don't think they do.
No,
I don't think Vince McMahon gives a shit about it. I don't think Stephanie McMahon gives a shit about it. And they just pervert it so much that it's just over the fucking top. Anyway. Rant aside. They announced the Honky Tonk Man for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, man. Yeah. The, in quotation, you can't see me do my quotations with my fingers. Greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time.
Honky Tonk Man. That's awesome. I mean, that was kick ass, man. He's the greatest Intercontinental Champion. It was such an asshole thing because like everyone knew he sucked.
Yeah.
He wasn't good.
He did that gimmick. Awesome. He did that gimmick because he knew he wasn't. And it's
yeah. He took the belt that all the workhorses, like the fucking Smarks of the 80s, like.
Yeah.
And he just fucking over the top gimmick, mediocre as fuck wrestling.
Jeff Jarrett.
He was
the 80s Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Jerry Lawler's half retarded cousin.
Jesus Christ! I wouldn't put him in our Hall of Fame, but no. You know their Hall of Fame means nothing. So
I met him in California. Hey,
yeah,
that was weird. Just an old, smelly. He just looked like somebody who's just rocking, fucking, shatter in a bathroom.
I don't want to steal our boy Mikey G's fucking story, but he retells it again this week on the newest episode of Comedy Suplex. He also told us about it on this show at some point, but he's got some good. He hung out with Honky Tonk for a weekend doing gigs and shit and some good stuff. Check that out.
That's fantastic.
I won't steal his story.
That's fantastic. Did you hear that Nikki Bella is open to a reunion with John Cena?
The fuck? Like a reunion? What do you mean?
She's open to rekindling what she had with John Cena.
Is she not dating that dancer guy anymore?
I don't know. I have no idea what she's up to. I just see here that she's looking for someone that she can spend a night with and blah blah blah. You know, she wants a rock hard man to fuck her gently, you know? And John Cena seems to be that guy, and she feels like she jumped the bullet.
I see 8 hours ago Nikki Bella never getting back with John Cena, dating Dancing with the Stars partner, Artem whatever. This is 8 hours ago from TMZ.
That's fair. This is from Sunday, February 24th. So maybe she changed her mind, Jim.
I guess like she's like, no, clarify this shit. So that's a no-go. Cody Rhodes is going to be appearing at a AAA event, the Rey de Reyes in Puebla, Mexico.
Puebla.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in this show. I'd like to try to fucking see it, but who knows? It doesn't say much about the match. It just says that he will be appearing on the show May 25th. So, oh no, that's Double or Nothing. March 16th. This AAA is so tough to figure out, man. Honestly,
they don't make it easy on you, do they?
I was like, what's on this show? I have no fucking clue. I could not figure it out.
You know why you have no clue?
They don't give a shit. Well, they don't care, but like if people who speak English watch their shit, I guess. You can go like Cubs fan, but I mean his like it's hard to find. Like I don't know if he has the card out somewhere. Just hire Cubs fan and do English shit. Do English websites and have English commentary and
yeah, like get somebody like, other than Matt Stryker and Vampiro to do your shit.
Get anyone other than Vampiro. I don't mind Matt Stryker.
Yeah, I mean, he tries. Like, when they completely fuck him over by not giving him notes and everything. He tries his hardest, at least, to say, like, save it, but...
Yeah. Well, when you're out there, Vampiro, who's just, like, out of his fucking mind, Steve, I don't even know if he was drunk or... Did you see anything about this? I didn't watch it, but Undertaker did an hour-long interview. Basically, like, his first thing of the kind with a pastor.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What a fucking...
Some Ed is a C3 Global Conference Fellowship Live. It's a fellowship church out of Texas, Grapevine, Texas. And it's on YouTube. And it's very... I watched like the first 2 minutes of it, and I was like, what the fuck? And I guess he cries on there and shit. Serious, man.
Cool.
I'm serious.
Cool. That's just why I wanted to see Undertaker cry.
Cries during new interview. It doesn't sound like he's done wrestling.
Oh,
bro.
Wow.
Bro. Yeah.
Speaking of Undertaker, did we talk about this last week? I don't think we did. Starcast filed for the trademark of Dead Man Talking.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to do some kind of podcast thing.
Probably, yeah. I don't know if we talked about it. I feel like we did.
I don't know. I just don't, you know. I'm just not interested. I never was a big Undertaker guy, you know. No, nothing against people who are. I get it. That's cool. But I've never really ever cared.
I would listen to the first episode and go from there. You know, like if I liked it.
Especially when he's doing his first, like, real out of character, like long sit down interviews with like people from wacko fucking churches and shit.
Sorry for that snort.
I'm just saying, man, that's fucking weird. And he comes out and like they're sitting in like a fucking wrestling ring with the C3 shit on it, and he comes out and like in his street clothes stands in between like fucking fireworks and shit, little like fountains as he comes out, and I'm like, this is just bizarre. They're friends, dude. They're good buddies, man. They're weird. So, yeah, that's on YouTube if that's your fucking thing. What else we got? Do we say B. Priestley joins All Elite Wrestling?
Oh, yes. Yep.
She's got the, you know, another person who's got the bandana fucking her and Jimmy's Havoc gonna... Which one of you is going to have the fucking thing over your mouth? Like, you can't both have it.
Yeah, I mean, she's a good female wrestler to have on that roster.
I don't know anything about her, I guess. But
she works over at Stardom. She's a good wrestler.
Progress, Stardom, World of Sport.
Yeah, World of Sport. That, I mean, that's not real. That's that might as well not be a company.
That's not real.
It's like, yeah, I mean, fuck. When was the last time World of Sports been on TV?
Last year or whatever.
Exactly, last year.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Do you hear about Mad Mikey Nichols, better known as the less charismatic guy from TM61, is now a member of Chaos in New Japan?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm quite excited he's going to be in the New Japan Cup. That's an exciting thing.
Yeah. Good for him, man. And the other guy, I don't know if they do something with him. What was this guy's name? Is this Nick Thorne? Is this
Shane Thorne, I think.
Thorne?
It was Nick Miller. Nick Miller's the guy that's gone.
Right.
Shane Thorne is the other guy.
And speaking of New Japan, they have the... What the fuck is the anniversary event coming up Wednesday, the 6th? Really just two matches, I guess. Well, unless you care about the tag team junior championships. No, I don't really, but...
What is the junior championship match, though?
Challengers Sho and Yo versus 58th champions Takagi and Bushi.
Mm. I mean, I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah. But Liger versus Ishimori for the junior heavyweight championship.
Yeah.
Should be pretty fucking fun.
I think so. I mean, Liger has great matches with everybody. It's going to be easy to have a great match with Ishimori, I feel.
Yeah, I'm glad we're back to actually treating Liger with a bit of fucking respect.
Yeah.
Because it was weird for a while that it's like beat the fuck out of him.
Well, the last, I believe it was the last Super Juniors where he lost every match he was in, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because he announced that was going to be his last Super Juniors, too. And you figured, you know, he'd probably go a little deep, but no.
Yeah, I just fuck. Dude, the guy's way too old to be doing that shit. Are you kidding me? The fuck out of here. But yeah, Ospreay and Jay White is the special single match. A non-title match, as they're both champions, I guess.
Hmm. Fair enough. I mean, yeah. I don't get it, but okay.
Ospreay's the never open weight champion, and Jay White is the, of course, the heavyweight champion.
Yep. I mean, no idea. You could still have a title match, but I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to argue. It's going to be a good match, I'd assume.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. I don't know. What else you got?
Did you hear about the wrestler Adam Buehler, who had just found out he had AIDS?
Oh, no way.
Yeah, a deathmatch wrestler. He assumes he doesn't think that he got it from wrestling. But, I mean, if I was ever in a match with him bleeding, I'd definitely get myself checked.
Dude. So he's been doing, like, bleeding all over the fucking place?
Yeah, for a long time.
You know, man, we have a lot of fucking, you know, we have friends who do that deathmatch shit.
Yeah.
And all that. I think they're fucking... they're kind of crazy for that shit, especially when it's like you don't know blood, these other dudes. And it's not like, you know, if you were both tested, I still don't want anyone's fucking blood in me, for sure. On me fucking is one. I don't want that either, but I definitely don't want it in my fucking wounds.
No.
And especially when it's just some of these fucking dudes, nothing against them, but like, dude, what's your fucking blood on me? Are you shitting me? I'm not going to leave any names out of fear that motherfucker will turn sideways and like to get through my doorway and tear my arms off or something. But like, I don't want that dude's blood on me, man. I'm sorry.
No, I know. I don't exactly want anyone's
blood
saying.
On me.
No, I don't disrespect. Want your blood on me. I don't want my blood on you. You know, like that's. I wouldn't
want
Mrs.
Vicious blood on me, much less like in my own wounds. Like, no,
no. And like, more power to the guys that do it. I got nothing against any deathmatch wrestlers. I don't
either, but I'm just saying, like, when something crazy happens, it's going to be bad for the entire business, you know, when all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, fucking 14 dudes have Hep now.
Yeah, like
I'm surprised Hep is not more fucking rampant out there.
Maybe it is. It's just kept quiet. You know, who knows?
Maybe a lot of that. I don't know. That'd be something to fucking find out. But I know, like, I could fucking play a million punk shows and shit in bands throughout the years. And you always end up playing, like, with some fucking out-of-town punk band. You know, they come to town and then, like, really fucking try-hards. And, like, the dude, the singer's going to, like, open himself up because he's watched, like, one too many Gigi Allen videos. It's like, dude, I'm out, dude. I'm out. When some dirty fucking punk rock dude starts bleeding, I'm going out, dude. I don't want to be anywhere near your fucking blood, dude.
No, I agree. Fuck that noise.
Yeah. So if I'm anywhere where there's blood flying around, I'm taking steps back, dude. So that's just me.
And that's
hopefully
a smart
nobody
choice.
Else got the shit.
Hopefully not. You know, fingers crossed that it doesn't affect anybody else's life.
He doesn't think he got it from wrestling. Where does he think he got it?
I
totally got it from fucking
needles or pussy or whatever.
Or butts.
Yeah, it could have gotten it from a butt. And that's not saying it has to be a man's butt. Could have been a woman's butt. Who knows?
Could be any butt.
Yep. But he claims that he would like to return to wrestling once his HIV is in remission. I still would not want him bleeding on me.
Right. Okay. You get back to me when that happens, Tommy Morrison.
Tommy Morrison.
Fuck. Odie Lorcan is joining 205 Live for a tournament.
Oh.
Because that's what they're doing. You know, like, you have this fucking show.
Just a
you
series
have this
of tournaments.
Show every week, and you cannot fucking determine who is your next contender just on this show. You have
tournament.
To have these. You only have one fucking belt on this show. You got to have a tournament to figure out who they're not. Go fuck yourself, dude.
You had like three tournaments in the last fucking 10 months.
That's
fucking
all they
retarded.
Do.
Yeah.
It's the same thing they do with the women, where after every pay-per-view, they just put all the women in one thing. You know, the fucking
a battle royal
or a fucking some elimination thing. Or
yeah.
How about you build up a fucking number one contender? God damn it.
They do these fucking 2-3-month-long tournaments all for a fucking pre-show match at the pay-per-view. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, what's the fucking point, honestly? Yeah, I don't get it, man. And like, so if you're not building future contenders on the show, why the fuck are these people watching like Tony Nese versus Drew Gulak every week for the last fucking year? Jesus.
Yeah, no, it's tedious. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Like Oney Lorcan, I love that guy. He works hard as shit. He's good.
He does.
But like 205 Live should be not just dudes who are small. It should be, I don't know, I feel like it should just be all high flying shit, but whatever.
I mean, I can understand having some submission based wrestlers, but the cruiserweights that we all knew and loved was a lot of acrobatics, a lot of flying, a lot of quick work. I don't really want to see all these matches with Brian Kendrick, Jack Gallagher, Oney Lorcan, Tony Nese, who doesn't really fly. He just does like one or two moves. Just so many of these, Drew Gulak, so many of them that just don't do a lot. You know, don't can't do see a cruiserweight style. No, they're great wrestlers.
Tony Nese either. Because like Tony Nese looks like $1 million and everything, but like I still don't care.
No.
Like I still don't care about it.
No. Because I mean, he's got the charisma of a fucking cardboard box, right?
Yeah.
But like that's a just wet it. It's cardboard like, box at that.
If you're not building the next contender, I don't know what the fuck you're even doing. What is the point of the show? What are the point of all the matches? There's, I don't get it.
Nope, I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
And the only new person they've added to that show was like Umberto Carrillo.
Yeah, and that was I'm sure that was a breath of fresh air for like a week.
And he's just like, I mean, there's not a lot going on, you know? It's not like he's some exciting character.
You can't make a superstar in the tournament.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if they're just trying to go back to like what worked the first time. They're like, well, we did that tournament and that was really good. I guess. Why don't you just suspend 205 Live and fucking do another tournament or something? I don't know. Figure out a way to blow it all up and start over or some shit. Just
do another Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah. I already talked about all those releases last week. I don't know.
I mean, I got nothing else for news.
MLW does have a show Mania weekend. It is the Battle Riot show.
Yes, yes. That's right.
Which I was super into, which is like a new gimmick in wrestling that I was into, man.
It's that little battle royal with the weapons, right?
It was battle royal. God damn it. Now you're going to put me on the spot. I just remember really liking it. What exactly? It's a battle royal, but it had some other aspect to it too. That pins and submissions were also part of it.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Or is that the only way? Like you didn't throw people out. You had to pin them or submit them.
Yeah, you could be right there, actually. That's probably what that is.
And it was also for a number one shot. Or was it for, I don't know, either way. It was good, and we liked it. That's it.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to fucking know, okay?
Now shut up and eat that cock meat sandwich.
Jesus.
Sorry, guys.
Progress is doing a title unification match coming up. They're unifying their world championship and their Atlas championship.
Fair.
Do you know what the Atlas championship is?
No, I heard of it before. I mean, but I don't like fancy names like that. According to Beef Legitti,
it is like the opposite of a cruiserweight belt. It is like a heavyweight belt. I guess. I don't know if that's right. That's what I understood from what he told me. Yeah,
Atlas championship to me sounds like a heavyweight championship.
No, that's what it is. The Atlas championship, which is exclusively for wrestlers who weigh 205 or more, was introduced in September of 2016. It's a bad idea, boys. So it will be mixed. Yeah, it will be unified with the world championship. I guess they don't call it a heavyweight championship. They call it a world championship.
That seems just as bad. Actually, no. Let me rephrase that. No, it's just as bad as the Impact Grand Championship. That's stupid.
Yeah. Atlas champion Trent Seven will go one-on-one with Progress World Champion Walter May 5th.
Cool.
So,
I mean,
You're supposed to watch these guys on Progress, and you're supposed to watch these guys on NXT UK.
And on RevPro, and on this, and on that, and on OTT.
I hate to say it, but I've been watching them on any of them.
No. Well, see, this is the thing. This is my problem with UK wrestling. It's just a bunch of different shows, like 8-9 shows a month with all the same fucking wrestlers on it. I don't care for that. You know, why don't you just have a fucking one company good show? I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah. We watched that NXT UK takeover, but it didn't do anything to like really suck me in to want to watch.
No, like it didn't tickle my taint.
That's one way of putting it, dude. And we've had a lot of negativity on this show already, so I'm not even gonna bother like shitting on Kenny Omega for his comments about a women's division in New Japan.
I don't even know what he said.
Oh, I don't fucking know. It's like I think New Japan is lacking these days is girls can't be part of the game.
I mean,
at CEO X NJDPW event that I participated in last year, I proposed to New Japan to do a girls match after it was refused because it's New Japan, unquote. So, I mean, he's just like, everybody's on that shit now. It's like, dude, just let them have their fucking company. How about you let them decide? Not every company needs women's wrestling, too. You know, and that's not even an anti-women's wrestling thing. It's just, it doesn't have to be. I mean, that's like saying that these all women's, like Shimmer has to have dudes. That's it. Shimmer can't be all women. It has to have dudes. You know, there's already women's wrestling all over the place. Sometimes WWE feels like women's wrestling entertainment to me.
That's true.
So many women's segments. It's like this Raw will start, two women will talk for 15 minutes, and then like six women will have a match. It's like, fuck, dude. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get you. I get you.
Tits and ass doesn't work anymore. It's 2019. You know,
I just don't know.
Chick fist her butt on my phone in like 2 seconds.
I don't get why everybody gets so upset. It's very true. I don't know why everybody gets so goddamn upset.
Yeah, I don't know. And like a Ring of Honor, dude, they did it and it's shit.
Yeah, I mean,
terrible.
At least now they got Mayu Iwatani as the ROH or Women's Women of Honor champion, so it's a little bit better than Sumi Sakai and Kelly Klein.
Kelly Klein, don't even get me started on Kelly Klein. So yeah, there you go. I don't know if I have any other news either. I suppose that's probably it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any more news. What about Kevin Owens' return on SmackDown? What did you think of that?
I don't get it. I don't know. I don't get it. Like, fucking, let's do vignettes. Like the vignettes they did made no sense. Like, and then he's back, and I don't know. He's just a face, and they're just redoing the exact same thing they're doing on Raw with the women.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what here, seems like, for what, dude? Oh, that got some heat. Let's do it again. So it'll probably be Owens and you know, Brian here at Fastlane, and they'll still get to Kofi and him at Mania. I don't know. Just the way they do shit. It's just kind of silly, man.
Yeah. I will say that I'm not against at all Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston at WrestleMania.
No, I'm not either.
And I will say, I bet you Kevin Owens and Daniel Bryan at Fastlane is going to be a really good match.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it will be. Yeah, I mean, Raw was just weird. You know, Angle defeated Mahal randomly in a match. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Normal roster. It's just Kurt Angle just wrestles normally, I guess.
The best thing about Raw, in my opinion, was how good Ricky Steamboat looked.
Dude, he looks like he could still fucking go.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, remember when he came back and had those matches with Chris Jericho?
He came back in like 2008 and 9, I think, for those. And honestly, I bet he's even better now because he's lost a lot of weight since then.
Yeah, he has. Like, he looks tremendous. Absolutely tremendous.
I bet he fucking could. I bet he could have a pretty good match, actually, still.
Yeah, I think so. If you put him in there with, you know, a guy like Seth Rollins or something like that.
Somebody who could fucking, work it. I bet he would. I bet
AJ.
He could.
AJ. Oh.
Yeah. Like, you still want to do a match, Ricky? Come on, man.
Yeah, please, Ricky, do a match. Do a match.
That's an old guy I'll watch have a match.
You're fucking right, man. You get him in that fucking getup again? Come with a Komodo dragon, motherfucker.
But yeah, I mean, there's not much else to that show. I could, you know, we could shit on a lot of stuff, but that was like one of my favorite things about the show is Ambrose wearing two belts.
That was weird, wasn't it? Yeah, that's weird. That's an odd fucking thing to do.
Good, funny. But the Shield reunion will happen next week, I imagine, and then we'll go into a match on Fastlane.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're going to do them with Braun.
Yeah.
Possibly, because they added Elias into that mix this week. So it's going to be like a 4-on-4.
What if Braun is going to be the new Shield member once Dean leaves?
It's like, dude, so many things make no sense. Okay. You know, I mean, obviously it's wrestling, so you got to give it a little bit. But, dude, like Strowman and Reigns are just going to be friends now. And, you know, how about Vince McMahon bringing out Kevin Owens?
Yeah.
You know, the last time you saw Kevin Owens, he fucking
split his head open with a headbutt.
Yeah, and gave him a frog splash. And it's like, dude, they don't even care. Nothing matters, you know, on that shit. And you have Steph out there wearing giant shoes, so she's fucking a foot taller than Ronda Rousey. I can't believe that they do that. They let her go out there wearing these fucking huge shoes. She's taller than men. She's taller than Finn Balor and shit. And talking down to him. And fuck, man. I don't know. I thought the end thing was pretty good, you know. But I don't get Triple H as the face when he's a heel all the time. Yeah. Sting looked really fucking old.
He did, didn't he? He looked fucking old as shit. You see how he fucking no-sold Seth Rollins on his way out? He talks to everybody, and then he passed by Seth Rollins. He's just like, nope.
Pretty good.
You fucked my career, buddy.
But yeah, it was like, oh, all these Ric Flair's classic opponents. And it was like, all these matches took place in WCW.
Yeah, every last fucking one of them.
Do you remember that great feud he had in WWF with... Nobody really.
No.
What do you remember of him in WWF? Honestly, him and Shawn Michaels.
I remember him trying to steal Miss Elizabeth, WWF magazine. I remember having that magazine, being so confused as to why Ric Flair was feeding her grapes and shit. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? But that's mainly what I remember him for.
Yeah. In that company, anyway. Other than that, like Shawn later.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Hardy boys were back. You know, Matt Hardy's back. He was in really good shape.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's feeling a lot better. Yeah. I really don't give two flying fucks about Matt or Jeff.
They defeat the bar, so.
Yeah, what and do you fucking bar, do?
Yeah. U.S. champ R-Truth was on the show for the first time since winning the belt a month ago.
Isn't that wild? Isn't that fucking wild?
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's how this show goes.
That's life.
Yeah. He pins Rey Mysterio as well. So, R-Truth pins Rey Mysterio for the win.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio, who also has been missing from SmackDown over the last couple of weeks, I feel, and is getting pinned just by R-Truth. Good, guys.
Yeah, like,
good. He brought back Rey Mysterio just to be another fucking lackey. Good.
Well, him and Andrade looks like it's going to continue, but if they don't build that to a hair versus mask at Mania, you go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. Why do you not do that? Do hair versus mask, you put Mysterio over, fuck it.
Yeah, no, I think they should. That would be a great use of both of those guys for WrestleMania. Yeah. I think it would be, you know, an electric, circumstance. You know what I mean? It'll make the match feel pretty big.
Ricochet and Black defeat Nakamura and Rusev, who are a team still. I have no idea why. But yeah, Black pins Nakamura. Like, dude, why? You bring all these new guys in. All you do is beat all the people you have.
Until a month. And then they'll be taking pins themselves.
I don't get it, man. And if we're going to tag up dudes like Ricochet, can we get him and Cruz together, please? they're like fucking really good friends. They live together.
Yeah.
I think they would mesh together great, like those two together.
Of course they would, man. You know it.
It'd be awesome, dude. They should be a tag team. Owens pins Brian with a stunner. Yeah, he uses the stunner now.
Yep. I don't know how I feel. Like, he's used the stunner off and on, but yeah. as a legit finisher now. And at least he's using it as a legit finisher, not a transition move anymore.
Oh, that's exactly it, right? If you're going to use it, finish with it.
Yeah.
I guess Austin signed off on that, but it's a little heavy-handed, dude, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's what they're trying to do is like, oh, he's going to come back with his everyman character. And but how is he an everyman, dude? Because he bowls gutters? And
that's because he's got a belly.
He drops his phone and eats popcorn and shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're trying to do, but way to go on really not making me care as much about Owens and Brian as I should. You know, I should be stoked for, well, he's less fat than he was.
It's true.
Yeah. He's in better shape, but yeah, it's like, I should care about this in 2019, but I don't. So not that much anyway. I mean, the match itself will be good, but the build is like, I don't know what it is. And just to really not drive home that Owens is a face, you know, they have him bring Kofi into the, you know, the tag team match and doesn't do anything. You know, it's a total face, man.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
It's just weird. I don't get it. But yeah, that's about all I had. I thought the shows this week were, you know, everybody was really, really high on Raw, but I thought it was, you know, a good closing angle. And, you know,
it had a good closing angle and it had a good beginning. That's all the remembering.
Yeah. Well, there you go. What's going down on Federation?
On Sunday, we'll be recording a WWF International Incident, which includes, I believe, a British Bulldog, Shawn Michaels main event, again, as well as Austin and Mark Mero in a match, and so much more. What was that?
Wow.
But there will also be the Art of Commentary this week for the Federation. I think will be one for the record books.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Got a lot of good stuff. Got a lot of Jerry the King Lawler berating Jake Roberts about being a drunk throughout a full match. Like, literally the whole match is all he's talking about is Jake Roberts being a drunk. And Jake Roberts just stood there taking it. It's fantastic.
There you go. Check that shit out of our podcasts are found, mofudge.com. On the SCL network, we are coming up soon with Halloween Havoc 2000. We're recording that very soon. So expect that. I want to give shout outs to all of our content creator friends at THT Wrestling Podcast. That was shitty. Fucking on a ghost train. THT Podcast, Nuclear Heat Graphics, Shooting the Shiznit, The Strap, Sat Pod, Wrestling's High Marks. Who else am I forgetting? I'm fucking terrible at this. I should make a list, but I don't. I don't know why.
You really should make a list, because I feel like you're waiting for me to help out, and you know that my brain doesn't function that way. You're like,
fucking nope.
Well, like, when you start naming off these guys, my brain just shuts off. You know what I mean? It's like, well, okay, he's got that to do. And I just, you know, just get into my BlackBerry Platinum weed and just zone out.
BlackBerry Platinum, that sounds good.
It does sound good, doesn't it? It's okay. Yeah. It's nothing gonna rock your socks or nothing like that, but it's pretty good.
No Ghost Train Haze or what?
Oh, no, man. I had that Ghost Train Haze shatter and that fucker wrecked me for a whole night.
Oh, you have shatter. I don't have shatter. I just have like the regular shit.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what my brother had. He had a Ghost Train Haze shatter, and I could feel it on my toes.
We fucking smoking shatter, damn. It's hardcore, man.
Oh, dude, it gets you fucked.
Yeah. Fuck, you can blow your brain out on that shit. There you go. I'm sure I forgot other people, and I'm sorry. You know how I am. I'm fucking high.
We love you.
Yeah. Get in the corner. Duck Nasty hit me up, actually. Remember when we were talking about that last week? We're like, I hope we're still cool with those guys. The Duck Nasty sent me some fucking obscene message about, like, loving me or loving us and shit. also, still miss Bobby Anthem. I'm going to say that every single week until he comes back.
One love.
Yeah, we love you. We miss you. Come back to Twitter.
Come back to our hearts. Yeah.
Or just give me your number so that I can text you, so you can just text me musings, something. But I think that's it.
Yeah, that is a show.
Tons of news this week, man.
It was. We were like a ABC News broadcast this week.
I think that's going to be, I don't know if we've talked to, I think we mentioned a little bit, but we'll talk about events that have had pay-per-views and shit that have happened, or pay-per-view events that are coming up. But for the most part, more just that news and Mark Tank, other segments and shit, but not really running down, you know, shows, just run down the high points of them.
There's so many shows out there that just run down the show.
Yeah, there's no point. So that is, I think that's it. You got anything else to add before we go?
No, I don't. I mean, enjoy your weekend, everybody.
I feel like I'm forgetting shit, but that's how it always is.
I think that's just because this episode is so short. I think that's all that is just making you feel uneasy about it.
I don't think it's that short.
Really. I don't think it is. I think we're hitting like an hour 20.
Well, there you go. That will do it. As always, we thank you very much for listening to the show and supporting it, sharing love and all that shit. Until next week, we hope you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and most importantly, be excellent to each other.
Yeah!